This morning, we have a couple of guests joining us here in the studio. We have Rick Burns, who is the leader of the Karata Project, and he's brought a friend along with him as well. Aisha Alhadi has come in today as well. She is a professionally trained architect and also a member of both the Karata District Council and the Baghdad Provincial Council. She's made her first ever trip to the United States and an opportunity to see what's going on around in the state of Iowa. So we're excited to have a couple of guests in with us this morning. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Morning.
Rick, I want to start with you. For folks who don't know what Karata Project is, can you kind of give them the basics?
Yeah, I did a couple of tours with the Army to Iraq and one to Afghanistan, and felt like I still had something to offer to those two countries, felt some degree of responsibility, obligation to continue to work in those countries with projects after my Army career was over. And so we founded the Karata Project, which is an Iowa 501c nonprofit corporation, to continue to work on those projects that we felt like were still important to deal with in Iraq and Afghanistan.
You bet. And you've started the Sister Cities Friendship here, the project, and this is the first opportunity for Aisha to come over here and to experience some things. Has this been a good relationship?
Absolutely. In 2008, when I was in Iraq as an Army officer, I felt like we needed some basis for building what would become the Karata Project, and so we set up a sister city partnership between Karata, which is one of the nine government units within the city of Baghdad. Baghdad is about 7-8 million people. Karata's got a couple hundred thousand people in it, and these were organizations that we set up in 2003, political units, and so we wanted to, we set up a sister city partnership between Karata, one of these nine political districts, and Council Bluffs, Iowa. We did it through the ICN. We did a virtual signing of the partnership between folks in Council Bluffs and folks in Karata.
Well, how exciting is it to have someone like Aisha here to actually be able to visit face-to-face and see and experience with other folks some of what you're trying to do along, I guess, long distance?
Yeah, this, you know, Sister Cities is all about face-to-face contact and face-to-face relationships. We've been working on this for the 5 years that we've had the partnership together. Seriously, over the last year and a half or so, we've been doing Skype meetings and trying to prepare so that we didn't waste time of those coming over here, and that we could maximize the time and find some productive opportunities for them to learn and to share and so forth. And so we've actually been working on seriously for about the last year and a half to get someone over here, and we finally succeeded with Aisha. Is going to be over here for about 3 weeks.
Excellent. All right. I can talk to you anytime. Enough about you. Let's talk to Aisha. Thanks for coming in. I appreciate you stopping by and visiting with us here.
Thank you.
I want to talk a little bit about your visit here. What do you hope to accomplish with your visit here to the United States?
Yeah, first, it's my first visit there, and I hope when I return back to Baghdad, I will do many things to people who I will serve at my neighborhood and all the district. I see many things in America. I want to learn more and more and more. So when I see the centers that I have seen yesterday, like MICA Center and etc., who deals with widows and orphans, it's amazing how they deal with the orphans, how they deal with the problems. So I began to rearrange my ideas and thinking more and more, how shall I do and what will I do when I be back to Baghdad?
Aisha, are you looking at all things, or are you trying to focus in on like governmental issues or social issues, different types of things?
Inside me, I'm looking for all things, but in focus, I will focus at orphans and widows. Mm-hmm. We cannot solve all problems. So we can focus on widows and orphans and have a little center in Baghdad like what I have seen yesterday. And I hope everything will be good to Iraq.
I think probably folks who haven't traveled to that part of the world probably don't have a full understanding of what things are like there. So can you give them a little bit of what is Baghdad? What is Iraq like today?
Iraq is a great country, but we have many enemies. So what we are facing now, Daesh enemy. It's a big enemy, and they have a lot of support. Every people or every Iraqi people want to make Iraq best We have sources, we have a smart mind, we have faithful people, and we need support from all the power and the around countries, U.S. government. We hope they will support us to kill all the Daesh in Iraq. Mm-hmm. So this is what I want.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit about your visit here. I know you've got a lot of things on your plate to do around here. What have you done and seen so far? How long have you been here so far?
I have been at America at 27 this month, and I will leave 21 August. I have many places to visit. First, I'm now at Iowa, and then I will attend the conference for Sister Cities annual conference anniversary about 3 days. Then to Denver. I have, as Rick told me, a lot of friends to see, and then to Washington, D.C. to see Cindy, a friend for Rick. How can we rearrange opinions, ideas to help people in Iraq?
Mm-hmm. Well, I know how important this program is to someone like Rick trying to get something working back and forth. How important is it on your side trying to work with folks here in the United States to make things better?
Yeah, it's more important than Rick's opinion. I will be back to Baghdad. I will see the conditions there. So if we have opportunities, I will do my best to make things better in Iraq. Mm-hmm. So Rick will coordinate all things in the U.S. state, and I will do my best. I promise to do my best to make things go as we put our goals to do it.
Can I just ask you, whatever detail you can provide here, but let me just ask you, you're going to spend time here in California and in Colorado and visiting with different folks in Washington, D.C. When you get back to Baghdad or to Iraq, what will you do with all the information that you've gathered? How will you make a difference back there?
First, I will rearrange all what I have seen there. Then I will try to still be in contact with Rick and all the friends. I have their business cards, and I hope I will tell the government in my country about America and how they deal with the problems. And I want to know everything about America and to tell everything I have seen here, really, to all the people in Iraq. So I hope I can encourage them to rearrange things in Iraq and make Iraq the best country in the world.
How important are efforts like this, kind of at the grassroots level, at the basic level, as opposed to starting at the top and working down? We're kind of starting here and working our way up.
Yeah, first thing, we have to plan everything. Mm-hmm. We need advisory. We need consultant. We need support. And we need right planning to start the right step. So this is what we need, just the planning and start the right step. And that's all.
We're not near as different as we think we are.
Thank you.
Very good. Well, will you have a chance to enjoy this trip, too? Will you get to do some fun things while you're here?
No, Rick did not give me any time. So I hope you can ask him to give me some time to see America. I really want to enjoy. But the important thing, I really want to have the important work and return back to Baghdad with many good ideas to serve my people there.
Absolutely. Well, you are kind of a trailblazer in respect that you're the first to come and do part of this. Is she the first one, Rick?
As far as our program, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And the advantage here, too, of what we're trying to do here is that we have an ongoing relationship that will continue afterwards. So we're hoping this is the first of many other kinds of delegation visits here for a variety of reasons to gather all kinds of support and information about how we can contribute and help make Iraq a much more stable and peaceful place.
How will you know if this experience was successful?
I think we'll make, Aisha has already talked about, for example, there's already a building that they can start, that they could occupy. There's obviously some costs involved with that. But we've already started putting together some plans for some possibilities where we might be able to provide some support. And it's not all about money either. It's also about we've met with some women's organizations and some organizations focused on girls. These organizations have information that can very easily be transferred in some ways, applied, adapted, and so forth. So it's not always just about money. It's also about this idea of information sharing as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. Well, folks want to know more about the Karata Project or perhaps about what's going on here with the visit. Can they find out more, and how can they help?
Well, you can get a hold of me. My cell phone number is always open and willing to accept calls, 712-249-7435. And then we also have a website, a new website. We're trying to make exciting and put up all the really interesting things that are happening, we're doing. And that is KaradaProject.com.
Okay. And Karada is K-A-R-A-D-A-H, in case you're wondering exactly how to spell that and find out more. And in fact, if you want to find out more about Aisha, you can find that out on the website there, too. There's a few little pieces there, too, that folks can learn a little bit more. Rick, thanks so much for coming in. Appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having us.
Yeah, and I appreciate you bringing a friend as well, a new friend to us, Aisha Alhadi. Thanks so much for your time and continued success.
Thanks. I appreciate that for you. Thank you.